Time for Hidden History. Now, I must just mention, too, that Hidden History is moving its time slot. Still going to be at the same time, but a different day. From next week, you'll be hearing Charles Fay on Tuesday mornings as opposed to Thursdays. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, this morning, an interesting one. You know, we see a lot of people who may have been raised in central Victoria and they go on to, you know, bigger and better things in Melbourne and Sydney and overseas and what have you. But the story of Louis Boldini, who played a significant part in Maldon's history, was sort of a bit the opposite way around. Tell us about Louis.
Oh, yeah, Louis. He was born Luigi. He changed his name to Louis when he moved to Dunedin as, a young man of about in his early 30s. And he was trained as an architect in Italy, also trained in Paris. And he, for some reason, probably because he supported Garibaldi, he came out to New Zealand late 1870s after his wife died. And he had a huge impact on the city of Dunedin. He built about 50 houses that we know of in Dunedin, but he also built some of its most significant civic buildings, hotels, Jewish synagogue, warehouses, and one of its major hotels. In 1888, he left New Zealand and came to Maldon, of all places.
Wow. Would that have been again, like following the gold or whatever? Because he came from a very privileged background, so he sounds like he just got on a bit of an adventure and started becoming nomadic.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. Dunedin had very strong links to Victoria in the 1880s and 1890s. Lots of sort of trade between the two places. And I think Dunedin had fallen into a bit of a sort of economic malaise in the late 1880s. So he came to Melbourne, but most of his important work was done in the sort of central Victoria and in Maldon. Hmm. I don't know if you know Wood End very well, but there's the Braemar College at Wood End was once built as a guest house with 40 to 50 rooms. Now, he designed that. And he also designed the Mechanics Institute, which you can still see in Wood End. But then in the 1890s, he took up residence, 1896, I think, he took up residence in Maldon, and some of its most distinctive buildings are his work.
It's interesting that he was not a young man by that stage, too, in his 60s.
Yeah. And I think he probably followed his sons. He had two sons when he went to Dunedin in the late 1870s, and they took the opportunity to come to Victoria, and maybe he followed them.
Mm. What I like about his work is obviously his Italian background shows very ornate and very of the era, isn't it? But it still holds that special sturdy magic that lasts today. It's very ornate.
Yeah, he was, I suppose his style was what's known as Renaissance Revival, but it's, you know, the architectural historians say he brought to it a very sort of, continental flavour, and as you said, it does have that very ornamental look. But the other interesting thing, I think, about him is that when he comes to Victoria, some of his public buildings were built out of timber, so the Braemar House in Wood End was built of timber, but he also, by the end of the 19th century, he abandons that sort of very elaborate Renaissance style, and he has some very, you can still see them in Maldon. There's the Scots Church, the Presbyterian Church, and the Phoenix Building, which is a couple of retail stores, very plain sort of undressed brick. So his style, you know, man who's prepared to change his style to suit the times.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating stuff, that's for sure.
But that latter day look is very much a Victorian look as well, isn't it? So he's just, I don't know whether he started it, but you see plenty of buildings around that look that same style, certainly in Kyneton and Castlemaine. So maybe he just decided that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I think so. And some of his houses in Maldon very much seem to reflect the sort of new changing sort of Victorian style, going from sort of, I suppose, high Victorian to what's known as Federation style architecture.
Yeah.
So some of his houses in Malden.
Very interesting indeed. He is resting, as the saying goes, in the Malden Cemetery as we speak. So if you want to go and doff your caps to Louis, it'd be interesting to go and have a look at a few of the buildings he designed. And, yeah.
You could go and have a drink in the Malden Hotel.
Well, that's a good building. Sold. I'm on. and a man of so many constructions in his life, he's got an unmarked grave.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, no marker stone. So wow. It didn't continue after death.
Yeah.
Because I looked up his probate papers, and he didn't leave any property when he died. So he
spent it all in the hotel.
He's my sort of man. I came into this world with nothing, and I intend to go out with it as well. Hey, Charles, fascinating as always. Next Tuesday morning around this time, we'll chat to you as we move to that new slot. So thank you, and have a great week.
Okay, same to you.
Cheers.
See you, bye.